5-1-1, Congress, let's go.
The Republican Party today is dominated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republic.
Come on.
Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts Digest.
Free humanity shall prevail!
Come on, man.
Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts Digest.
They fan the flames of political violence.
Come on, man.
Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts Digest.
We have the documents on darkthoughts.com.
Come on, man.
Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts, Dark Thoughts Digest. Welcome to Dark Thoughts Digest, Season 3, Episode 1. Let's save America and free humanity worldwide from the evil pedophile globalist eugenicist white supremacists of the New World Order Great Reset. Today is September 2nd, 2022.
Welcome to Dark Thoughts Digest. I am your host, Christian Coffins. Today is September 2nd, 2022. And it's been a long time. It's good to be back. So much has happened, some good, some bad, some ugly, some beautiful, and couldn't have picked a better time to come back. Yesterday, President Joe Biden gave probably one of the most alarming speeches in American history for a number of reasons, and without any further ado, I'd like to jump into it. I'll be pausing here and there to give commentary, but as everyone has pointed out, the left, the right, everything in between. Whenever you see a leader, a politician that is running for re-election, and they got red in the background with all of the military standing by, and they're talking about their political opposition and how dangerous they are, you know something is going to be kicked off. That's I'll just leave it at that, and we'll get into it as we get further into it. But here is President Joe Biden from Pennsylvania last night.
I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago with an idea unique among nations, that in America, we're all created equal. This is where the United States Constitution was written and debated. This is where we set in motion the most extraordinary experiment of self-government the world has ever known. With three simple words, we the people, we the people. These two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built. They are how we became the greatest nation on earth. They are why, for more than two centuries, America has been a beacon to the world. But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault.
All right, so equality and democracy are not two of the founding ideas. You cannot find those words in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta. It's not there. And diversity, again, not there. We are a federal republic, not a democracy. Look it up. And what the differences are, and this is something that Democrats in particular tend to do. Now, again, for those of you that don't know who I am, I'm not a Republican, never have been a Republican, never plan to consider myself a Republican. I voted third party in every presidential election, from the Green Party to the Libertarians to the Independents. I have supported Cynthia McKinney of the Green Party. I was a Ron Paul guy, and then when he ran as a Republican, you know, I still supported him, but I supported him when he was an independent. And so, you know, it's not a left-right thing. We're not a democracy. We have democratic ideals, but we have a lot of things in our government, checks and balances, that doesn't make it mob rule. One person, one vote on everything, a total democracy. We are a federal republic. You can look more into that if you are new to those kinds of things. So that's outright a blatant lie so far. And, you know, again, pay attention to the military style of this campaign speech for President Biden to be running for re-election. There's so much, but we'll get into all of it.
We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats, and about the incredible future that lies in front of us if only we choose it. We must never forget, we the people are the true heirs of the American experiment that began more than two centuries ago. We the people have burning inside of each of us the flame of liberty that was lit here at Independence Hall.
So again, the flame of liberty that burns inside of all of us. Like the liberty to walk around without a mask on and not be hassled, or get fired, or get physically attacked. Or how about not taking taking any sort of medical intervention, whether we agree with it or not, or else we lose our job, or we can't travel, or we can't do all the... That's what liberty is. Liberty is the ability to do what you want, so long as you're not hurting anybody, and being able to carry on with your own business. Ah, but that's where they get you, that, oh, you know, well, you know, if you can hurt somebody with your sickness, then no, you can stay away from me, all right? You can not have anything to do with me. Anyway, the thought of President Joe Biden talking about liberty just blows my mind. When they do nothing but try to stop us from doing the things that we have every God-given right to do.
Flame. It lit our way through abolition, the Civil War, suffrage, the Great Depression, world wars, civil rights. That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just, that is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal.
You can definitely say that again. Nothing about any of this is anywhere near normalcy. I mean, we have videos of people bringing in ballots in the middle of the night. We have videos of people putting paper on the windows of the ballot centers. We have dead people that voted for Joe Biden. He could hardly get anyone to come to any of his rallies. There was hardly anyone there, and then they were able to hide behind, oh, well, you know, there was a pandemic, and, you know, Democrats wouldn't want to, you know, be putting themselves at risk by going somewhere and getting sick, while this was at the same time as all of the Black Lives Matter riots, the Summer of Rage, and all of these things. So there's a complete double standard to all of that.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. These are hard things. But I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people.
MAGA literally stands for Make America Great Again. Now, that has been spun. It originally, I think, was used by Ronald Reagan. And, you know, it's been used a couple times through a couple different administrations, mostly Republican. But historically, anyone that says Make America Great Again at least from my experience, from my research, please, if you disagree with this, send an email to info@darkdocs.com and I'd be happy to be enlightened. But as far as I have ever seen, anybody that's MAGA is someone who stands up for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, the spirit of 1776, thinks that the Founding Fathers, although not perfect, didn't claim to be perfect, but had our best intentions for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness here in these United States of America. This grand experiment that Joe Biden's talking about is exactly what the spirit of 1776 is. And let's face it, when he talks about MAGA Republicans, he's talking about InfoWars. He's talking about people that, you know, might subscribe to like the Q theory or whatever, and things like that. Every single one of those people, I can't say every single one of anybody, right? But I'd say the vast majority of anybody that's considered MAGA or would wear a MAGA hat, these are Trump supporters, for example. These are people that love this country, that love the Constitution, and always, it blows my mind because this administration is also the same one that's saying, oh, if you fly a Gadsden flag with like the snake on it, don't tread on me. That's terrorism, when that's a part of our heritage in this country, in the founding of this country, the Founding Fathers. It befuddles me the irony, the level of Orwellian doublespeak. They're able to say something and mean the complete opposite.
They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement.
All right, so when we're talking about justice, is there any justice in that Hunter Biden, your son, Joe, we have videos of him having sex with children. It's on darkdocs.com. We have videos of him getting a foot job from his niece. We have the text messages going back and forth. We have Ashley Biden's journal where it talks about inappropriate showers. I mean, with you, Joe, like, where is the justice, and how come, like, these things aren't being investigated, and instead the people who found the journal are being arrested and interrogated? You went after Project Veritas for being involved in getting an email of it.
Not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Not a democracy. We are a federal republic. I'll just say it every time. I'll stop the video because just to prove the point, how many times these people say we're a democracy when we're not.
The threat to American democracy is real. I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. And folks, it's within our power, it's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
So it's funny that he talks about dwelling on the past when they're the only ones that continue to harp about January 6th. And they keep saying that the police were being attacked and this and that. Ashley Babbitt got shot in the neck and murdered in cold blood by that law enforcement officer at the Capitol wearing a mask behind a door. Shot and fired and killed that woman who was a veteran, served this country, and again, but that was in the past, so I guess we can't talk about it, right? But yet, you know, they have these show trials for January 6th. It's okay for them to dwell and continue to talk about January 6th, but then whenever people that are still in jail and haven't been, they're in solitary confinement, they're not able to talk to their lawyers. There's actually a good Telegram group for people that are still in lockup and their families and stuff from January 6th. I'll leave a link on this post, but it's just disgusting. Like the level of either delusion or gaslighting, knowing what the truth is, which that's really what I think it is. I don't think that he's being genuine. He's never been genuine. The guy's a liar. He gets caught all the time. Yet they call, oh, Trump lies about everything. And, you know, I'm not even interested in Trump. You know, he keeps doubling down about the vaccine, you know, which is actually a gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. And, you know, so I wanted to think that he was an alternative to this, but the more I look into it, it's just like, nope, controlled opposition. I don't trust either one of these people. DeSantis went to Yale, has intelligence ties, is a Freemason. Was he in Skull and Bones? I don't know. I'm here in Florida. I like what he's done for Florida. I hope he's the real deal, but it's like anybody that makes it this far, I mean, in American history, in my lifetime, it's like, who can we really turn to?
MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies.
So again, this sounds like Antifa, living in the shadows. I mean, anybody, I've been to Trump rallies. I've been to flag wavings on the side of the road where, you know, everyone, you know, MAGA hats, and they're all Trump supporters, and they are just loving America. They love Christ. They love barbecue, and they love the military, and they support law enforcement, and they have Blue Lives Matter bumper stickers, and, you know, I mean, I understand if you're a leftist or like you're not really into like American patriotism, they're not really your favorite kind of people. But I've seen them as they're not the ones starting violence. In fact, and then again, you listen to InfoWars, you listen to Trump supporters, conservatives, Christians, they're all like, we can't be violent. You have to just, you know, grin and bear it, and that's what the left does. And where are these violent right-wing extremists that are going around and hurting people? Because whenever, I mean, what, the Proud Boys, I've interviewed them, and I'm not seeing it, guys. I mean, compared to, again, you look at these Black Lives Matter protests and things like that. And again, like, I'm all for Black Lives Matter Inc. is a Soros funded radical group that is violent, and they actually burn buildings down and hurt people and have false flag operations like Jussie Smollett, which has been proven to be a false flag, a fake event that they orchestrated in order to blame somebody else. But okay. It's the right. It's the MAGA Republicans that... It's like, why is he just focusing on the right wing, the MAGA Republicans this whole time? But he, you know, it's like, at least Trump on the other side said, there's good people and bad people on both sides. That's based in reality. You know, what, you know, whether it's a, you know, percentage thing here or there, you know, oh, there's more bad left or right. You know, it's like, There's bad and good on both sides. I could agree with that. This is that, no, it's only the MAGA Republicans. The left isn't doing anything wrong. And during the debates, he said that Antifa is just an idea. It's not an organization. It's not a real thing. You know, so it's like no accountability whatsoever for, it's just totally one-sided. You know what I mean?
But together... Together, we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future. A future of possibility, a future to build and dream and hope. And we're on that path moving ahead. I know this nation. I know you, the American people. I know your courage. I know your hearts. And I know our history. This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it.
So if you love the Constitution and the Bill of Rights so much, how come you don't want people to exercise their First Amendment? How come you don't want people to exercise their Second Amendment rights that are not given to us by a government, but rather... They're unalienable. They are self-evident. If you believe in God, they are given to us by God, you could say. They cannot be taken away by government. They cannot be limited by government. But yet, he doesn't support any of that. All right?
This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it.
So again, free and fair election. What does that mean? He keeps saying these things. And when was there ever a price that you had to pay to vote? Is that what you mean by free? Or you have the right to vote? Who in the right wing is trying to stop anyone from voting? This is like a regular talking point of the Democrats that there's people on the right wing that don't want people to vote. Like, I mean, on the right wing, they want you to be a citizen and have to show ID to prove that you are who you are. And then on their side, they want you to be able to just show up and not have any ID. And the reasoning that they have for that is that, like, oh, black people can't, it's racist because black people can't get IDs. That's racist. Black people are totally capable of getting a driver's license or a state ID. Why wouldn't they be able to get these things? Okay.
And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others. Patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy.
Not a democracy.
History tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed.
Not a democracy.
But it's not. We have to defend it, protect it, stand up for it, each and every one of us. That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology.
Not a democracy.
We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy.
Not a democracy.
And MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy.
Weiss, not a democracy.
We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart. Today, there are dangers around us we cannot allow to prevail. We hear, you've heard it, more and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool.
I would like anybody watching this to send me a video of, and I'm not talking about some like neo-Nazi on BitChute or something. I mean, some MAGA Republican that is calling for violence. I mean, you got Steve Bannon, you got Alex Jones, Mark Dice, Paul Joseph Watson, Luke Radowski from We Are Change. Who else am I leaving out? Ben Shapiro, you know, don't like that guy, but Candace Owens, everyone at the Daily Wire. Trying to think of who else might be considered MAGA. Give me a video of anybody calling for violence. The Young Turks tried to say that Alex Jones was calling for violence earlier this week. I've been watching InfoWars and Bandai Video every single day. And you know, frankly, for the past couple months. But I've been listening to InfoWars and stuff since about 2001. Pretty much. That's when I got turned in. 9/11 is what turned me on to all of this kind of stuff. David Icke. Anybody that is conservative or right of center or just not Democrat, I'm not seeing it. Like, so please, if anyone finds these mystical unicorns that are these MAGA Republicans that are calling for violence, I would like those videos. because that's messed up too. And Dark Docs exposes either side, so please help me out with that. Anybody that can find these things, that'd be dynamite.
So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever. We saw law enforcement brutally attacked on January 6th. We've seen election officials, poll workers, many of them volunteers of both parties, subject to intimidation and death threats. And can you believe it? FBI agents just doing their job as directed, facing threats to their own lives from their own fellow citizens. On top of that, there are public figures today, yesterday, and the day before predicting and all but calling for mass violence and rioting in the streets. This is inflammatory. It's dangerous. It's against the rule of law.
Funny, it is dangerous and against the rule of law to say that these things are actually happening. As the president, you are inciting violence from the left against the right by making these false allegations. How is this not liable? Is it because he's not saying anyone specific? But I mean, can't Trump sue? I mean, he's pretty much calling out MAGA Republic. Okay. All right.
And we, the people, must say, this is not who we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't be pro-insurrectionist and pro-American. They're incompatible. We can't allow violence to be normalized in this country. It's wrong. We each have to reject political violence with all the moral clarity and conviction this nation can muster. Now, we can't let the integrity of our elections be undermined, for that is a path to chaos.
We, the people, choose our elected officials, and but yet we're not allowed to question elections when there's so little transparency, and when we are able to actually get a little bit of transparency, we see that the election was stolen. And this isn't the first time. HBO had a documentary called Hacking Democracy about the Diebold systems back in 2004 in Florida with Bush and Gore, and how that whole thing was stolen. This is nothing new. And that was the Republicans doing it to the Democrats. So it's like, it seems like they question elections when it suits them, but then when it doesn't suit them, oh, they're perfect. In 2016, we spent 4 years with Trump in office, and you had Hillary Clinton and a bunch of celebrities all saying that he was an illegitimate president, that the election was stolen. It's really no different. There's clip after clip of them saying that about Trump, and that the Russians were involved and this and that, and the whole Mueller report that turned out not to be true. And they had to come out and say, well, all right, we got nothing.
Look, I know politics can be fierce and mean and nasty in America. I get it. I believe in the give and take of politics, in disagreement and debate and dissent. We're a big, complicated country. But democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic.
Whoa, did he just call us the republic? Okay. One out of, what, 50,000? Holy crap.
We, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections only if we, the people, see politics not as total war, but mediation of our differences. Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today.
Something really odd is happening with the colors in this video, you'll notice, and the InfoWars team kind of made a joke about it in some of their videos, but you'll notice that the background goes from red, and his face is kind of green, but you can tell like that's the right color, because the flag behind him has red stripes, but now in the video, at this like halfway point pretty much, they slowly faded it where they kind of changed the hue of the color towards the cooler side. And that caused the red to turn more magenta. And you can look at the flag in the background and see that that's not the color, you know, that's not red, white, and blue. Now it's like a really gray-blue, kind of like a off-white and magenta. In order to correct the color of his skin,
they don't understand what every patriotic American knows. You can't love your country only when you win. It's fundamental. American democracy only works only if we choose to respect the rule of law and the institutions that were set up in this chamber behind me. Only if we respect our legitimate political differences. I will not stand by and watch. I will not the will of the American people be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost.
Again, I mean, they did this for 4 years when Trump was in office. And that whole time, in addition to saying that the election was stolen and that the that there was Russian collusion involved with it, on top of all of that, they said how much they hate the what America stands for, that it's racist. Saying that you are a nationalist is racist. Saying that you have national pride is racist. Xenophobic. What's another term they would use? Eric Chauvin, right? The chauvinism, belligerent patriotism. That like that's, you know, that's tantamount to being a white supremacist.
I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote and have your vote counted, and be taken from you and the American people. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Who's trying to take votes away from the American people? If anything, I would say that the Democrats allowing the border to be open and being flooded with illegal immigration, not going through the process, you know, and then saying, hey, vote Democrat, isn't that watering down the votes of citizens? Shouldn't you have to be an American citizen, a citizen of the United States, in order to vote? But they're saying that you don't have to show ID, you don't have to show up.
As your president, I will defend our democracy with every fiber of my being, and I'm asking every American to join me.
Not a democracy.
Throughout our history, America's often made the greatest progress coming out of some of our darkest moments, like you're hearing that bullhorn. I believe we can and must do that again. And we are. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies. Lies told for profit and power. But I see a different America. An America with an unlimited future. An America that's about to take off. I hope you see it as well. Just look around. I believe we could lift America from the depths of COVID So we passed the largest economic recovery package since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And today, America's economy is faster, stronger than any other advanced nation in the world. We have more to go. I believe we could build a better America. So we passed the biggest infrastructure investment since President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And we've now embarked on a decade of rebuilding the nation's roads, bridges, highways, ports, water systems, high-speed internet, railroads. I believe we could make America safer. So we passed the most significant gun safety law since President Clinton.
A gun safety law. Okay, what does that entail? Not allowing American citizens to legally purchase firearms that are protected under the Second Amendment of our Bill of Rights under the Constitution?
Go from being the highest cost of prescriptions in the world to making prescription drugs and healthcare more affordable. So we passed the most significant healthcare reform since President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act was a catastrophe. And Obamacare, I mean, the website, we spent millions on it, never worked.
And I believe we could create a clean energy future and save the planet. So we passed the most important climate initiative ever, ever, ever. The cynics and the critics tell us nothing can get done, but they're wrong. There is not a single thing America cannot do, not a single thing beyond our capacity if we do it together. It's never easy, but we're proving that America, no matter how long the road, progress does come. Look, I know the last year, few years have been tough, but today, COVID no longer controls our lives.
It never controlled my life. I mean, I won't get tested because I don't trust these swabs and what they leave inside of you. I don't trust any of that stuff. I'm pretty sure I got some sort of really bad cold at some point, and I took vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, got sunlight, and I got better. I mean, you know, it's I'm sorry for anybody that lost a loved one, but you know, you got to look at these side effects. You got to look at the VAERS adverse reaction database. You got to look at all of these people that are just dropping dead and just falling down that got the shot. People that didn't get the shot aren't doing that. And again, COVID or a coronavirus or any sort of health situation that there is didn't stop schools from opening, didn't stop people from going to work, didn't stop people from traveling, didn't, you know, send out this whole chain reaction with the whole supply chain. Government did that. You did that.
More Americans are working than ever. Businesses are growing. Our schools are open. Millions of Americans have been lifted out of poverty. Millions of veterans, once exposed to toxic burn pits, will now get what they deserve for their families and their compensation. American manufacturing has come alive across the heartland, and the future will be made in America. No matter what the white supremacists and the extremists say, I made a bet on you, the American people, and that bet is paying.
Okay, where do you pull white supremacists out from? I mean, you're the one that, Joe, you're the one that was seen with the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. You're the one that said that if black people didn't vote for you, that, quote, you ain't black, which is very racist. What about the quote that you said that black kids, what was it? Black kids were just as smart as rich kids or something along those lines. I gotta pull up that clip. There are just so many of these weird racist gaffes in Biden's history He's clearly projecting here, is what I'm thinking.
The darkness of Charlottesville, of COVID, of gun violence, of insurrection. We can see the light. Light is now visible. Light that will guide us forward. Not only in words, but in actions. Actions.
So that's interesting. He brings up, after the white supremacist comment, Charlottesville. Again, that's something that happened like 3-4 years ago at this point. Maybe even a little longer. That was quite a while ago, but yet, who's living in the past now?
Even in this moment, with all the challenges we face, I give you my word as a Biden, I've never been more optimistic about America's future. Not because of me, but because of who you are. We're going to end cancer as we know it. Mark my words. We're going to create millions of new jobs in a clean energy economy. We're going to think big. We're going to make the 21st century another American century. Because the world needs us to. That's where we need to focus our energy. Not in the past. Not on divisive culture wars. Not on the politics of grievance. But on the future we can build together. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail.
What? So the MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. When I'm just trying to, I'm really trying to understand his perspective. I'm really trying to be like, you know, maybe I got it all wrong. And I didn't see those videos of Hunter Biden. And I didn't see Ashley Biden's journal. And I didn't see Riding the Dragon, the Biden's Chinese secrets. And I didn't read the emails about how the big guy gets 10% when selling out America to the Chinese and Burisma. And it just goes on and on.
I believe America is big enough for all of us to succeed. And that is the nation we're building, the nation where no one is left behind. I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, the life, and the essence of who we are. The soul is what makes us us. The soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal. In the image of God, that all are entitled to be treated with decency, dignity, and respect, that all deserve justice and a shot at lives of prosperity and consequence.
Unless you're a MAGA Republican, of course.
And that democracy must be defended, for democracy makes all these things possible.
No, the Republic makes it possible. The Constitution makes it possible. The Bill of Rights makes it possible. The Magna Carta made it possible.
Democracy begins and will be preserved in we, the people's habits of the heart, in our character, optimism that is tested yet endures, courage that digs deep when we need it, empathy that fuels democracy, the willingness to see each other not as enemies but as fellow Americans. Look, our democracy isn't perfect.
Not a democracy.
It always has been. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, they're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy.
Not a democracy. They're entitled to be outrageous. So in the background, there's people bullhorning saying, "Let's go, Brandon," which means fuck Joe Biden. So you got some protesting out there, and I mean, at least he's saying that, you know, and because he really needs to. I mean, again, this is so biased in terms of only attacking the right and having no accountability whatsoever for any left wing protesters or domestic terrorists, when all of the videos and all of the murders that are happening the other way around. With very few exceptions, it's really unbalanced.
Good manners is nothing they've ever suffered from. But history and common sense tell us that opportunity, liberty, and justice for all are most likely to come to pass in a democracy.
Not a democracy.
We have never fully realized the aspirations of our founding, but every generation has opened those doors a little bit wider to include more people who have been excluded before. My fellow Americans, America is an idea, the most powerful idea in the history of the world, and it beats in the hearts of the people of this country. It beats in all our hearts. It unites America. It is the American creed, the idea that America guarantees that everyone be treated with dignity. It gives hate no safe harbor. It installs in everyone the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve. That's who we are. That's what we stand for. That's what we believe. And that's precisely what we're doing. Opening doors, creating possibilities, focusing on the future. And we're only just beginning. Our task is to make our nation free and fair, just and strong, noble and whole. And this work is the work of democracy.
Not a democracy.
The work of this generation is the work of our time, for all time. We can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote. And if we do our duty, if we do our duty in 2022 and beyond, then ages still to come will say, we, all of us here, we kept the faith. We preserved democracy.
Not a democracy.
We heeded our worst. We heeded not our worst instincts, but our better angels. We proved that for all its imperfections, America is still the beacon to the world, an ideal to be realized, a promise to be kept. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred, nothing more American. That's our soul. That's who we truly are. And that's who we must always be. I have no doubt, none, that this is who we will be, and that we'll come together as a nation that will secure our democracy.
Not a democracy.
That for the next 200 years, we'll have what we had the past 200 years, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. The United States of America.
I mean, the level of doublespeak is just mind-blowing. That he can say that there are a percentage of Americans that are MAGA Republicans. So, but he says it's a minority. It's not a lot of the Republicans. But what is that? 1,000? 10,000? Let's be real. Everyone that has been at Trump rallies and considered a MAGA Republican, probably millions and millions of Americans. And how can we be united with, you're literally calling this, these millions of Americans, terrorists? Literally. That they are the domestic, violent, extremist, racist, terrorist. You're a MAGA Republican. But yet we're supposed to be united. Are you just going to kill them? Because that's what it sounds like with the military behind you and these red walls and this big show of force that you got going on. It sounds like you're going to kill or at least imprison indefinitely.
And may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy. God bless you all. Democracy. Thank you.
Not a democracy. Wow. There's a lot going on there. And but again, here at darkdocs.com, we got the videos of Hunter Biden with the escorts doing drugs with the underage girls. We got the Pizzagate documentaries where Joe Biden is sniffing little girls and saying how hot they are. And disgusting, man. We got Ashley Biden's journal. We have all of these things. For him to have the audacity to come in front of the people of this great country, left, right, center, and just spread these lies and divisive rhetoric. This is an act of war. It really is an act of war against half, I'd say more than half, of the American population. So you can read these remarks at whitehouse.gov. We'll have the link to it in this article. You can check out at band.video all of the InfoWars commentary. They had some pretty funny gallows humor, or else we'll all go crazy, right? They had some funny little memes and stuff about just how ridiculous this this whole thing is. And we are currently working on darkdocs.me to rebuild darkdocs.com. We've had a lot of cyber attacks, and we've been really beefing up our security and upgrading our systems. So darkdocs.com will be back up in full force with our archive of documents on all kinds of corruption dating way back. We have a audio library of podcasts and audiobooks, Sounds of Bohemia from the Bohemian Grove, Truth Music, all free to download. And then tv.darkdocs.com is our own video platform where we have full-length films, shorts, documentaries, music videos, all kinds of stuff. A couple headlines before I leave you for today. Kanye West calls out the Clintons for child sex trafficking. This happened, interestingly enough, at the same time as his speech, now that I think about it, which is pretty insane. But he shared on Instagram this post of a screenshot of some text that says, "From my mom, please tell him to stop mentioning my name. I'm almost 67 years old, and I don't always feel great, and this stresses me to no end." And he said, "Y'all don't have so-so over my black children, so where they go to and where they go to school. They will not do Playboy and sex tapes. Tell your Clinton friends to come get me. I'm here." And then he captioned that with, "God loves us." This got 533,694 likes in the first hour when this was screenshot by one of our Federal Jack alumni. And 17,250 comments just on Instagram. It was taken down shortly after this. I wasn't able to capture the comments, but according to our source, all of them were calling out the Clintons, calling out child sex trafficking. So something weird is definitely going on there with all of that. Meanwhile, Central Florida Post put out this video, which, very great work right in my backyard here in Sanford, Florida. But pretty much Jen Cousins, a lead plaintiff in the lawsuit against Governor DeSantis over the Parental Rights and Education Act that bans filthy porn books from public schools, tells police journalists asking her questions is, quote, "Coming to our house, a Nazi terrorist." Long story short, if you watch the video, they're rather polite and matter-of-fact of all the allegations. And pretty much this woman is advocating for this book that actually has, as you can see, straight-up cartoon pornography and a lot of inappropriate stuff that kids should not be reading in that way. And really, even as an adult, I just can't see this book really helping anybody. I've been trying to get a PDF copy. It doesn't seem to be anywhere on the internet, so I might have to actually buy a copy and scan it. Maybe I'll contact Jacob. try to get a copy of this. They tried to block it from being sold in Virginia. It's still on sale. If your school library has this book, pretty much grooming children. They didn't have these books back in the day. Like, why do we need this now? I don't understand how this is appropriate to show to children, or the drag story time, or any of this kind of stuff. Very alarming. That's what's going on in this country, you know, frankly. I'm pretty done here. It's been fun, and definitely we're going to keep up with all this stuff, and it's only going to get weirder from here. So with that, I bid you adieu. This is Christian Coffins signing off. Beware. Take care. This is Information Warfare.
Dark Docs is value for value. Email info@darkdocs.com to see how you can help the project. This is Information Warfare. This is the end of the transmission.